With me on the line from Jerusalem in Israel is Professor Mark Rosenblum. He is the founder of Americans for Peace Now, and he's now in the region following the president's speech and trying to get a good read of where things stand at the moment. What is your read, Mark?
Well, I think that Obama has projected very effectively a new direction for the United States. I'd characterize this, without trying to be too cute, as D.C. with current. He really has, I think, jolted the Islamic world in a very positive way, both in his trip to Turkey and then his second trip to the region and his address in Cairo. And he certainly has compelled the Prime Minister of the State of Israel to present a plan, at least some words, that has led to a positive embrace backdoor, reluctantly and conditionally, embracing the idea of two states for two people. All that is on the positive side, and people should not be naive to believe that there were some way four fists up a mountain. This is the beginning of what will be a long, arduous up mountain climb, but I think that Obama has left his calling cards here, that he's the real deal, that Washington is really engaged in positive intervention. And I think the other big headline here is he has pushed the security and settlements question. I'd characterize this as an SOS, security over settlements. For years, the hard right in Israel and the settlement movement has tried to project security as being a function of settlements. Settlements provide security. Now, Peace Now has documented for many, many years that it's exactly the opposite, that settlements don't necessarily provide security. In fact, they lead to conflict, cheek-to-jowl struggle between militant Jewish settlers often and Palestinians, and this whole environment is bristling with arms and hatred, and the settlements is an obstacle. And I think that Obama has clearly put on the map, next to D.C. with current, this notion that Israeli security is precious. There's an unbreakable bond, to use the president's terms, between Israel and the United States, and no more is nothing as is as precious and as unbreakable than Israeli security. But that's not the same as settlements. And his call, and the Secretary of State's call, and the repeat just yesterday of Hillary's call for everything, a comprehensive settlement freeze, has struck very clearly on the ground here. People understand it. It's not clear that the Jewish public yet embraces completely and is comfortable with the idea of a comprehensive settlement freeze, but they understand that security and settlements now have been separated in terms of America's strategic interests, and I think more and more Israelis understand this, and Obama now has a major challenge in helping to explain this on a daily basis and connect with some of the Israeli security fears as they move towards trying to work on a security issue separate from settlements. And I think there's an SOS for the Palestinians, by the way. I think he's very clear on the Palestinians having to separate their own quest for statehood over the kinds of suicide, terrorism, and violence. The SOS symbolically is Palestine statehood over suicide. Very tough on violence, standing with Israel, and the empowerment of Palestine security performance here as their new units. And I think there's another one that was just yesterday sworn in with a graduating ceremony. And this is the latest battalion that's come through. And Netanyahu has been compelled in public repeatedly now to acknowledge this is a historic, important potential development. The enhancement of Palestinian security capacity and to prevent lawlessness, but also to cooperate with the Israelis in preempting and, where possible, punishing Palestinian acts of violence and terrorism. This is all very positive, I would say, and it's something for Obama to build upon.
You're in Israel, and you've been trying to gauge what the reaction is to the president's speech and to the president's new initiative. How do Israelis react to the president's comprehensive approach to peace in the Middle East?
The historic idea the Israelis have had over and over again, pronounced as the nation's strategic interest, is one front at a time. You negotiate with the Syrians over the Golan Heights, or you negotiate with the Palestinians over the West Bank or Gaza, you don't try and overreach and engage in potential simultaneity. Too much to swallow. I think that Obama has reframed this and presented it in a way that's much more comforting to the Israelis. If you're going to pay a price, perhaps it's better to pay that price and get also paid to you something that's of equivalent value. And I think that the president, Shimon Peres, has a number of times embraced the idea recently of regionality. And even Ehud Barak has expressed some sympathy. And they've tried to find a way of addressing as a positive the Arab League peace initiative, the Arab peace initiative. And this is a regional approach, a comprehensive one, that I think has there's still a great deal more work, again, to penetrate the Israeli consciousness on this, but it's begun, and there's a notable change and shift that's now taking a look at multi-front negotiations. This is all to say that there's a lot of important work that APN and Shalom Akshav have in front of them on both the settlement watch issue and in the idea of negotiating with the Arab states in the region.
Thanks very much.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.